Last year, Atiba Edwards, a Vincentian native, was promoted to the helm of the Brooklyn Children's Museum, becoming the first black man and first Vincentian to hold the position. Edwards spoke to NBC Radio and said that his family hails from the community of Stony Grounds, and he immigrated to the New York area at 1 year old. He is a graduate of the University of Michigan, where he holds a degree in industrial and operations engineering and completed double majors with a focus in liberal arts, concentrating in poetry and musicology. He said that it was a blessing when he was appointed as the CEO and president of the Brooklyn Children's Museum.
And, you know, there's a famous part of a quote I always like to think about is, I'm building upon foundations I did not lay. And in this case, particularly in the 1970s, there was a gentleman named Lloyd Hezekiah, who was the first black director at the museum. So this aspect of almost 50 years ago, someone similar to myself was a prominent role. And then now I have a chance to step in as the first black president and CEO at the museum. It was elating, a weight off my shoulders, but also a different set of weights put upon me, because leading an institution such as this one, which is the first children's museum in the world, really high pressure, high stakes, everything under the sun is up to, and I am part of that drive, so it was a joyous moment.
Edward said that he visited the museum often, and one of his main focuses would be on persons who were not able to visit and what he can do to get them into the museum.
So it's me going to meet with them, me going to have conversations with them, working with community-based organizations just to say, we want you back. You know, come on back. It may have been a while since you've come into this space, but let's spend some time here. Because one of the things I'm really proud of this institution is we have a long storied history of celebrating diversity. We have in our Caribbean travel agency that was built many, you know, a decade or so ago, and it's all focused on the Caribbean. And we have some work from Sesame Flyers, which is a predominantly Trinity-based organization. So that is some of the work. And then we have a couple of exhibits that we're looking to launch into, which tell the rich history of Brooklyn at large, including black stories and black voices, so that, you know, Caribbean, black American, African American are all part of this rich fabric of New York, let alone Brooklyn and the city.
He added that they are looking to partner with organizations who can help the story of black voices and artists.
I'm not a practicing artist per se, but if I have a chance to, with a great team here, bring in Caribbean artists, bring in black voices into the museum, we always look to do that in addition to many other diverse voices. So this month alone, we just finished up Lunar New Year 2 weeks ago. Now we're doing Black Future Festival, which is a big highlight for Black History Month. We're working on something hopefully in June, which will be new, to celebrate Caribbean Heritage Month. And then we do celebrate the Caribbean in August. So that Caribbean voice in the world of the Caribbean in the population, the fabric of New York is really important, and the fabric of just the U.S. in general. So for us and for me, it's just how do we get more of those voices in? And we have a couple things in play already, and it's always the aspect of what's never done. Even though if we have a lot, there's always more. There's more people who come into this building. There's more artists we can partner with. So a lot of it just comes from outreach and connecting with other individuals who are like-minded and looking to do similar work of promoting the art.
President and CEO of the Brooklyn Children's Museum, Atiba Edwards. I am Donnie Collins with today's special report.